What's up, everyone? It's time to answer today's 10-second question. All right, you ready? Here we go. What radio station are you listening to? Time's almost up. 3, 2, 1. The correct answer is WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 9th at 5 p.m., join the Gender Equality and Rights Society for their Love You Tote Much tote making event in Human Ecology Room 216. At 9 p.m. in Hunt Waterfront, see Victoria Vincent at Chuck's Comedy Club. Tickets available online. On Tuesday, February 10th at 6 p.m., join the Jewelry Making Club for their Seeing Eye to Eye Bracelet Making event held in the Butternut Valley Room in Hunt Union. Later, head to Trivia Tuesday at 9 p.m. in Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, February 11th at 3 p.m., head over to the Butternut Valley Room for art and advocacy poster making. On Thursday, February 12th at 5:30 p.m., join Adios for their Corazones y Colores San Valentin themed event in Fitzell, Room 303. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Stay warm out there.
Hey! Hey! How y'all doing? Guys, welcome back to Medleys, Mixes, and Maddie B. I am your host, DJ Maddie B. And I'm so glad to be back. Guys, I don't know if anybody noticed, but I didn't get to have a show last week. Can we believe this? This is totally unfair. No, I'm just kidding. It's because I had work. But I'm so glad to be back. You know, I don't have many words or much guidance to offer you for today's episode. I think that the mix of music I have for you today is a genuine reflection of the scatterbrain that I've been dealing with for the past 2 weeks. Obviously, it's the beginning of the semester, lots of new responsibilities, racking up. But this never feels like a duty, like a responsibility. This is my time to like sit back, relax, and just share the love of music with the people who are tapping in. And even the people who aren't. I'm hoping that you can feel the kinetic and spiritual energy I'm sending out to all listeners or non-listeners out today. But guys, can you believe today is the 8th installment of the show? I find that to be so crazy. Honestly, wait, the title of this episode could be like Crazy 8 because it's such like a crazy compilation of music. But I digress. I guess, I really don't know how to, you know, give you any sort of exposition for this, but we're just going to start off with Jesus Christ Superstar. I mean, that's really the only way I can just describe this to you. We are throwing it up with Jesus Christ Superstar. This is the original Broadway cast recording. Jesus Christ in this original Broadway show was Ian Gillan. That is the main and only vocalist on this track. And obviously, I don't want to take anything away from Mr. Gillan. However, I did introduce Jesus Christ Superstar, one of the amazing works of Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, to my roommates. I think it was last week at some point. And I said, have you ever seen John Legend tear up Gethsemane? And they were like, hey, like, what is that? And I said, oh, my Lord, I might be, oh, my Lord, literally, no pun intended, I might be about to change your life. So if you've never heard Jesus Christ Superstar, this is like one of the very first like rock operas ever done. I don't want to say the first. I'm sure there was iterations of it before, but this is pretty much a rock opera about the story of Jesus Christ from the Bible. And I think that the only thing you really need to know about this song, if you don't know anything about like biblical, like the canon or anything of the Bible, is Gethsemane is pretty much Jesus relenting to God about, hey, like, why are you having me do this? I don't understand. I thought I knew what our plan and our goal was, but I'm having doubts. I mean, obviously, as any human would, you know, humans aren't perfect, but I think I'm yapping a little bit too much, and you might be better off just hearing the song itself. That might be a better explanation. So without further ado, here is Gethsemane, I Only Want to Say, by Ian Gillan from the original Broadway cast recording of Jesus Christ Superstar. And as always, I hope you enjoy.
Only want to say, if there is a way, take this cup away from me, for I don't want to taste its poison, feel it burn me. I have changed, I'm not as sure as when we started. Then I was inspired, now I'm sad and tired. Listen, surely I've exceeded expectations. Tried for 3 years, seems like 30. Could you ask as much from any other man? But if I die, see the saga through and do the things you ask of me. Let them hate me, hit me, hurt me, nail me to their tree. I wanna know, I wanna know, my God. I wanna see my God. Wanna see my God. Why I should die? Would I be more noticed than I ever was before? Would the things I've said and done matter anymore? I have to know my Lord. I have to know my Lord. I'd have to see my Lord. If I die, what will be my reward? If I die, what will be my reward? Show me if there's a reason for you wanting me to die. You're far too keen on war, and I'm not so hot on fire. Just watch me die.
was inspired. Now I'm sad and tired. After all I've tried for 3 years, seems like 90. Why then am I scared to finish what I started, what you started? I didn't start it. God, thy will is hard, but you hold every card.
Now, like I said, obviously, like, the amount of talent that exists in the original Broadway cast is, it's just admirable. It's unspeakable. But if you like that, obviously, it's a very, like, compelling, emotional song. If you like ballads like that, I highly encourage you. Cynthia Erivo just reprised that role in the West Hollywood Bowl, I think last year. She was phenomenal with Adam Lambert as Judas. That was whoa, chef's kiss. And then also one of the other OGs, Steve Balsamo. Oh my goodness, please look that up on YouTube. Steve Balsamo doing guest M&A from Jesus Christ Superstar. Oh my gosh. I mean, that's an iconic performance. I also made my roommates watch that too. So thank you, roomies, for indulging me on my musical theater idiocracy. But moving on to only one more show tune, guys. I promise I'm not going to drown you in show tunes today. We've already done a show tunes episode episode last semester. But I was in my music theory class today, and shout out one of my roommates and one of my close friends, Liliana Grande. We were in music theory, and I was talking about, oh, I have to make my playlist for my show, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I think I want to do show tunes, but I don't want to do too much. Like, what should I do? And she was like, well, girl, what about Hamilton? I said, you know what? I don't know if I might have played a song from Hamilton before, but I was like, you know what? Let's keep this, like this historical production going, and let's bring it to Alexander Hamilton, obviously Hamilton, the show. And we're going to be tapping into the Schuyler sisters, Angelica, Penny. Guys, I'm a fake fan. Whoa. Angelica, Peggy, Eliza, work. But anyways, wow, I'm such a scatterbrain, guys. This is why today's playlist is so crazy. But yeah, we're going to move up, out, and on to the Schuyler sisters from Hamilton, the original Broadway cast recording. And as always, I hope that you enjoy.
More than going downtown and slumming it with the poor. They pull up in their carriages and gawk at the students in the common just to watch them talk. Take Philip Schuyler, the man is loaded. Uh-oh, but little does he know that his daughters, Peggy, Angelica, Eliza's living in the city just to watch all the guys.
Angelica. Eliza,
what?
Daddy said to be home by sundown.
Daddy doesn't need to know.
Daddy said not to go downtown.
Like I said, you're free to go.
But look around, the revolution's happening in New York.
New York.
Angelica, work!
It's bad enough Daddy wants to go to war.
People shouting in the square.
It's bad enough there'll be violence on our shore.
No ideas in the air. I'm looking for a mind at
work.
I'm looking for a mind at
work.
I'm looking for a mind at
work.
There's nothing like summer in the city. Someone in a rush sniffing, someone looking pretty. Excuse me, miss, I know it's not funny, but your perfume smells like your daddy's got money. While you slumming in the city in your fancy heels, you searching for an urchin who can give you ideals.
Sir, you just so you disgust me. I'm a trust fund baby, you can trust me.
I've been reading Common Sense by Thomas Paine. So many say that I'm intense or I'm insane. You want a revolution, I want a revelation. So listen to my declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And when I meet Thomas Jefferson, I'ma compel him to include women in the sequel. Work!
Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now.
Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now.
History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
Cause I'm the crown, I'm the crown, I'm the crown.
So let's say that I'm the head of the day.
You wanna rush and I'm running on the nation.
So listen to my declaration.
We hope it's
I feel like for people who have never, like, even touched Hamilton before, interesting choice word, sorry, who have never even tapped into any sort of Hamilton before, I feel like that's a good way to, like, dip their toes in to musical theater. That's a really fun tune. There's a very low barrier to entry there. It's just fun. You got, obviously, if you don't know, I mean, musical theater has essentially reinvented all the wheels of genre for their shows. We have pop musicals, we have jukebox musicals, we have obviously the rock opera, we have rock musicals, classical musical theater. I mean, it really like runs the whole gambit. But Lin-Manuel Miranda, I think he doesn't get enough credit, or maybe he does, I don't know. I'm just going to glaze him for a second, but he doesn't get enough credit for introducing, for really the first time, rap and hip hop to musical theater, which for some reason, it never occurred to people that that would be such a great fusion of sound and fusion of like art. I don't know why that never occurred to anyone. Well, but I mean, he just did a fantastic job with it. Obviously, I mean, that's why Hamilton was shoved down everyone's throats for, you know, a good year or two. And can you blame him? I mean, the stuff is good and it works. So what can I say except you're welcome? See, there was another musical theater reference. My bad. Moving on from the show tunes. You're probably sick of it. I'm sorry. Moving on. Again, this is like the wacky playlist. This is the scatterbrain playlist. We're moving on to an artist called Chinese American Bear. This is the only song I know by them. And I'm going to work on that for future references here because I was listening to a Discovery station just of new music, whatever. And this song came on and immediately I was like, yo, what is that melody? These cats are swinging. Oh my gosh, this is good. And so I let it play and I said, what a cute little fun, little freaky little song. And the song's title is No, No, Yeah, Yeah. And I'm going to take a leap of faith here and say that the characters, which I'm assuming are in Mandarin or some sort of Chinese dialect, because it's a Chinese American bear is the name of the group. They have in parentheses. I'm assuming that those symbols mean no, no, yeah, yeah. I hope that I am not misquoting here, but the name of the song is No, No, Yeah, Yeah by Chinese American Bear. I do believe that it is a single. And all I'm going to say is that this is just really fun. Like, this is just cute. This is fun. The next two songs are cute fun. So without further ado, here comes some No, No, Yeah, Yeah by Chinese American Bear.
I just wanna hug.
echoed this sort of sentiment on the show before. I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago. I played Stateside by Pink Pantheress, which is, again, the idea that I'm trying to echo here is I have such respect and admiration for artists who, like, sample, obviously, legally, when they sample legally. But what I mean by that is, like, the concept of being able to hear a soundbite or a riff or even just like one bass line and turn it into something, again, it's transformative. You're turning it into an entirely new, like, derivative work. I have such admiration for that. My brain does not function that way. So when I hear music like the no, yeah, and they're like mashing together, there's got to be at least like 7 or 8 different samples being used there to create that song. And I think that that is so wickedly cool. That's just my opinion. Some people might not like that sound. That maybe is an acquired taste. I'm not sure. But this song is fun. And I don't know if that's really a debatable fact, but I think it's a fact. Moving on to another song that I discovered that same day when I was listening to that Discovery Channel, which, by the way, if you're ever just like, oh, like, I want to find new music and you don't want to do it in a super intentional way, like, oh, comb through albums or look through, like, on your streaming, whatever, like, new albums that just came out, like, that kind of stuff, I'm pretty sure most, like, streaming platforms have a Discovery Channel or a Discovery feature. I think that's a really cool way to just find new stuff, especially because it's tailored to what you're already listening to. At the same time, you run the risk of putting yourself in an echo chamber and only listening. It's like putting yourself in a box by only getting stuff recommended that you already kind of listen to. But I don't know. I just think it's fun, especially because I share my streaming with my family. So I get like some like 70s niche stuff or like some like really hardcore like 80s rock that I've never heard before, and probably my dad has never heard before either, but it's on our Discovery station because it's, oh, you might like this because you listen to this. So I think that's a really cool feature. Take advantage of that if you can. But yeah, that other song that I discovered that day is by a artist called Dog Park. Something's telling me I know another song by them, and while you guys are listening to this, I will look that up and see if I'm right or wrong. Obviously, I've never been wrong before, so I'll probably be right. But the song is called What's My Line Again. It's by Dog Park from their EP. Wait, is this an EP? Let me get the facts here. Yes, it was an EP. Guys, again, I've never been wrong before. This is What's My Line Again by Dog Park from their EP Corporate Pudding. That's a really fun and clever name, I think. But I thought this song was absolutely darling. It kind of sounds, who does this sound? Oh no, who does this sound like? Is it Dayglo maybe? I just think that this is a really fun song. I'm just saying fun, guys. I just like fun stuff. You know, does that make me crazy? But again, this is What's My Line Again by Dog Park. And as always, I hope that you enjoy.
It's our predictions anyway. Spring. Comments, take them with a grain of salt. I'm getting a new brain in salt. And this one is sure to forget you. This one is sure to. It's best to keep an open mind. Believe another stupid. Say it all.
I do not want, at the risk of sounding like a broken record here, that possibly could have been the longest outro I've ever heard in my life. It went on even longer. I said, we got to fade that out. We got to fade it. Guys, if you do remember last semester, I don't know what it was. It was the curse of the long fade out endings on songs. And I yapped about that for a long time, so I will not do it again. But I was like, oh man. But there are two things I want to point out about that artist and about that song specifically. First of all, actually there are three things. Apparently I don't know any Dog Park songs. They have a couple songs that have a couple million streams. But I think I was confused with Dr. Dog, which is where'd all the time go, starting to fly. That's Dr. Dog. We're talking about Dog Park here again. That was What's My Line by Dog Park. But the lead vocalist there, I don't know what it is about that, like, sweet timbre, that tenor. I am obsessed with the timbre of his voice. I think that he has just a soothing, gorgeous voice for that kind of music. So I don't, hey, Dog Park, lead singer guy whose name I don't know and I'm sorry, you better keep doing that. You better keep singing the genre because it's cooking, okay? We're in the kitchen, we're cooking up a stir fry, okay? Moving on to, I don't know, it's not that different. I feel like, guys, I might be like a music industry poser because when they were like, oh, like what genre was that? I'm like, oh, I don't know. But I feel like that kind of sounded like indie rock, maybe indie pop. I don't know. It had rock like instrumentation kind of, but it had more indie elements. Oh, the other note I wanted to make about that song by Dog Park. If any of you were listening with headphones, that song has a really cool stereo like recording quality. A lot of the like swirling vocals going from ear to ear, I love when artists do that tastefully, because sometimes, as we're going to talk about with the Beatles, you overdo it, and then you got like one, if you take out one headphone, you're not getting any of the bass or the guitar, and then you take out the other headphone, you can't hear them singing. That's a pet peeve of mine. Sorry to the Beatles, I'm not trying to shade you. I understand it was just a recording technique of your time. I'm sorry. I just spoiled it. The next song is by the Beatles. My dad knows I've been blasting the song. Lily also knows I've been blasting the song. Shout out, Lily. And also Dr. Carter, if you're listening, you might know I'm blasting the song because he played this song for us during our final last semester, and we had to like run down what the structure of the song form was, blah, 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 blah. And he played it roughly 1,000 times because that's what you have to do when you're figuring out the song structure. And it got stuck in my head, and I was listening to it all summer. And if you haven't guessed it already, it's You Can't Do That by the Beatles. Okay, it's from A Hard Day's Night. If you don't know the song, you're about to know it, and it's about to get stuck in your head forever. So, baby, I'm sorry. I'm actually not sorry. But yes, this is You Can't Do That by the Beatles from A Hard Day's Night.
I got something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, I'm gonna let you down. Down. Let you down. I leave you flat.
Gonna let you down and leave.
And you know what I've always said, except this is the first time I'm saying it, but I've always said this subconsciously. If I was alive during like the 60s, 70s, like the hey, well, 60s really, but the heyday of the Beatles, I would have, guys, this would have been a problem. Honestly, I would have been the biggest stan, to be honest, to be frank with you. Shout out Frank. I know he's probably listening. Shout out Frank. But yes, that was You Can't Do That by the Beatles. Moving on to actually an artist that is heavily inspired by the Beatles. You see how well I just set that up there with the playlisting there? I'm actually a freaking genius. This is going to be Half-Life by Joe. Guys, I said this 2 weeks ago. I have, oh my gosh, it is ingrained in my brain. I cannot say Joe right off the rip. I have to say DJO because that's the way it's spelled. And I've watched interviews. It's Joe. Like it's pronounced like Joe Keery. That's the artist's name, like his real name. But I spent so long calling it DJO that every time I read it, I'm like, oh, DJO. Cha. And I'm like, idiot, stupid. It's Joe. So, but you know what? We all have free will. If I want to call it DJO, I might as well. But this is going to be Half-Life by Joe from his album Decide. This was his album that came out in 2022. This is not his most recent album. I think last time or 2 weeks ago, I played one song off of this album and one song off of, oh my gosh, I'm forgetting the name of the album. Guys, please bear with me. But his most recent album, which was, it had Charlie's Garden, it had Basic Being Basic, The Crux, gosh, why could I not remember that? His most recent album, The Crux, came out last year, banger after banger, and then I got into it, and then I was like, wait a minute, even though his most recent album was so good, this actually, Decide, might be my favorite album of his. I think the jury's still out on it, because I listen to it all so often, it flip-flops so often, because I'm so indecisive. But yeah, I spent so much time 2 weeks ago raving about how he has taken over my like listening habits, truly, like intrinsically he has taken over. I don't even know how to preface this song. You're probably not going to hear a lot of the Beatles influence in this song. If you want to hear a song that gives very much Beatles, I suggest Charlie's Garden, or you'll hear it just in some of the songs. I don't know that this is one of them, just because like the recording techniques and the mastering here is much different than the capabilities the Beatles had at that time. So it's not going to be so reminiscent, but just know Beatles were a major influence for Joe. But yeah, once again, without further ado, because my goodness, I just can't stop talking, can I? Here is Half-Life by DJO from his album Decide.
Half-Life, I got your phone. You've been people.
Yeah, that one was another exceedingly long fade out. I'm not going to fully address it. I have to move on. I have to save time. Total whiplash here. We're moving on to Leve. I think I've played her a couple times on the show. I'm just obsessed with her. I mean, truly, everything she does, I think she does everything so classy, so glamorous. Probably because jazz just lends itself to that. Another... Wow, is a really big word in my vocabulary, apparently. Shout out big words. Family group chat knows what we're talking about here. But the important note about Leve is that, guys, last week I had my first session in a recording studio. Hey. Unfortunately, it was not for my own original track. We'll get there one day. Shout out Lily, my producer, who's going to be my future producer. I'm forcing her to do it. But Lily has a project. She needed to do a cover. It needed to have some bare bones elements, you know, drums, guitar, you know, keys, another set of keys. And I was like, and she was like, well, girl, do you want to do the vocals? I said, oh my goodness, you know that I'm going to say yes to that immediately. Anything that has to do with Lily, I'm there. Anything that has to do with Lily and music, I'm there twice. So twice, what is up? Okay, guys, I need to stop getting off track here, but we are doing a cover of, voice crack, From the Start by Leve, which is a ridiculously good song. And it has been so much fun. That was my first time ever laying down vocals in the stew before. And guys, low key, I have to be doing that for the rest of my life. That was so much fun. Obviously, we know I love to sing, but that was so much fun to do that. Again, thank you, Lily, so much for letting me do that. As the weeks go by, we're going to continue working on the product, but so much fun. But moving on to Not From the Start by Leve, this is Everything I Know About Love, one of her singles. I'm absolutely obsessed with the song. This has jazz elements. I wouldn't say it's completely jazz. It has jazz instrumentation to an extent. I'd say it's like pop-infused jazz. But it's, honestly, I'll let you decide, but I think that this is pretty dang good. So here is Everything I Know About Love by Leve.
So enchanting in every way, it's everlasting every day. Sweet obsession, rose bouquets. Oh, it's heaven, or so they say.
See, 'cause I would.
heart for. Every time I try, it's all too much. That's everything I know about. Everything I know. Everything I know. Oh, I don't know that much at all. I trip, I fall. Every time I try, it's all too much. That's everything I know about.
That is arguably the most beautiful song I might have ever played on air thus far. And that's saying a lot. That is truly saying a lot. Hopefully the audience was enjoying our little taste of Leve. Again, she's darling. She's stellar, really. Moving on to another ridiculously talented vocalist and lyricist, I should add. I've said this before. I'm not going to get into that again because I'll just be here for like 100 hours talking about Hozier. We are talking about Hozier once again, guys. I just can't seem to stop myself. Today I've decided that I need to play a song that it's so good and it makes me emotional for whatever reason. Sometimes there are songs that just like the effervescence of it just makes me very emotional. I can't stop myself from tearing up. This is one of those songs. So prepare. This is Abstract, in parentheses, Psycho Pomp by Hozier from Unreal Unearth. This song is just ridiculously good. I don't truly know how to preface it without just like being like, just jump in, just dive in. But just everything about the song, the bridge is so like, it just feels, the song is like heartbreaking in a very like satisfying way. There's not much else I can say about that. Please enjoy the lyricism here. Please enjoy his vocals. He's so good. I don't know what it's about Irish people, but they got pipes. Okay, that's one thing I'll say about Irish people. I could say many things about Irish people, actually, but they got great pipes. So we'll just start with that. Also, shout out Jacksepticeye because he's also Irish. But this is going to be Abstract, Psycho Pomp by Hozier from his album Unreal Unearth.
Sometimes it returns like rain that you slept through, the washed off the world, the streets looking brand new. I will not be great, but I'm grateful to get through. The feeling came late, I'm still glad I met you. The memory hurts, but does me no harm. Your hand in my pocket to keep us both warm. The poor thing in the road, its eyes still glistening. Cold wet up your nose, the earth from a distance. See how it changed. See how it changed. See how it changed. See how it choose what you're doing, but it comes to know. When I look back through it, I remember the view. Street lights in the dark blue. The moment I knew I'd no choice but to love you. The speed that you move, the screech of the car. In your arms. traffic picking up speed. Oh, my love and terror balanced there between those eyes. See how it shines. See how it shines.
Guys, I'm not even capping. I'm in tears right now in the studio. Oh my goodness. I'm not even playing in your guys' face right now. That song brings me to tears every single time. I literally cannot listen to it without crying. And that's okay, because I have to listen to it, so I must cry. It's a necessary evil. Again, that entire album is just as beautiful as that song. So can't recommend it enough. Can't recommend Hozier enough in general. Such a talented young lad. Wow, that was really too much. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. I'm just sorry about that last part. Moving on to something very different. Because I only have two songs left in the evening. I know, very sad. But I've got two good picks for us. This is, I don't know if I've ever played a Kate Bush song on my show before. But Kate Bush is very, very, very important to me. As she should be to most people, but I digress. This is L'Amour Looks Something Like You. Again, that's L'Amour. Sorry, my French is not good. L'Amour Looks Something Like You. This is from The Kick Inside. This is my favorite Kate Bush album. I am, again, obsessed with this album. There is no way to preface Kate Bush. If you've never heard a Kate Bush song, you will know for the rest of your life if the song you're listening to is Kate Bush. This is a tell-all right here. So without further ado, here is L'Amour Looks Something Like You.
You peer out of the night, wearing a mask of white color. My eyes were shining on the wine and your aura. And in order, I'll be moving to the moonlight. Too soon, the morning has resumed.
Have it. That there is Kate Bush, without a doubt. And now you'll forever know that when you hear a song and you hear that voice, or like, okay, that's Kate Bush. Most people know Babushka or Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush. Both phenomenal songs, but please check out the rest of her discography if you dare. As we know, I like to leave us off with a new song, new to me and new to you. So tonight I have selected a song by a group called Oddrove. It's spelled Odd and then Rove, R-O-V-E, so Oddrove. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. And it's a song called Minerva. And this is from their album Pop Amoeba. That's a really fun album name. But yeah, so I have no way to give you any sort of exposition here. So let's just dive into Minerva by Oddrove.
Mm-hmm. forward to.
Guys, I really liked that. Oh my goodness. Guys, again, that was Minerva by Audrove from their album Pop Amoeba. I don't know why I said it like that. Oh my gosh. Guys, we're running out of time. No, no, no. I don't want to leave you. But alas, I must. Guys, thank you so much for listening in. Again, this has been Medley's Mixes, and Maddie B and I have been your pleasured host, DJ Maddie B. Again, this has been WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and as always, guys, please keep it locked for real. And also please stay warm. It's been so incredibly cold, so keep it locked. Also keep your gloves, keep your mittens, keep your scarves on. And guys, until next week, remember, 6-7 p.m. Medley's Mixes and Maddie B. Goodbye.
Let go of all the burns you have. Living takes tomorrow. Living takes tomorrow. When you lie weeping in the road, don't forget your sorrow.
Arr, what be this blue whale they be nattering about?
It's an old bar. The sippy sailing.
Arr, set sail for the sippy sailing. We shall plunder and loot all station IDs. Arr.
You're listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. Keep it locked.
Jesse, I was just wondering your thoughts on vaping.
I love vaping. I have my own Juul.
What? Why would you ever want to purposely damage your lungs and increase your risk of respiratory, cardiovascular, and pulmonary diseases?
Oh, wow. I never really thought about the long-term effects. I just thought it made me look cool.